you could say to them, just in a natural way, if you got a relationship, hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I didn't have much planned. Well, listen, we've got a meeting over in the Union Building, a Christian meeting. I'm not going to try to cram anything down your throat, but why don't you go along with me? And afterwards, we'll go out and get a Coke together, talk. You know, or just to be very natural with the person. And those events become our servants. Because if you start acting this way, you're going to find some people that become Christians. And then what are you going to do with them? They need to know more about God, don't they? And so you have a little Bible study. And so you encourage this person that you love and you're concerned with, hey, man, listen, you and I can get together just one-on-one and talk about it, but it's a lot of fun to get other people's ideas too. And if he doesn't show, big deal. You can talk with him one-on-one about it as he's growing. And the events become your servants. You know, one of the great things about events like what we're doing this weekend, you know, the six of us driving over from Lincoln, we're going to spend 12 hours in a car together. And we're going to get to know each other in some ways. We're going to talk, you know, I know about Kevin's past. He grew up in Columbia. I know about his dad when he accepted Christ. I know about Rick's dad. He's got a heart problem and has been sick and he's under stress and Rick's kind of uptight about it and I pray for him every day. He doesn't know that, but I've known about this because I got a phone call on it from I talked to a guy that knows his dad. And all these guys, I know them better because we spent 6 hours together. We're going to spend 6 hours going back. And you know, you look at this thing like a woman's discipleship conference. Do you know it takes the same time to get to Lincoln as it does to get here? It's amazing. Think about it. And, you know, the value I see in this discipleship conference, I don't view it, and I don't think you should view it as a bing, 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 you know, discipleship conference, another one of those. I think it's really special. You know, it's a chance to get aside together, to get to know each other. There aren't going to be guys around. You know what I found out about girls? Guys, let me tell you this. Girls, you'll just tune out for a minute, because I know this is true. That when there's a guy around, the girls act differently than they do when there are no guys around. Now, that is a fact. The girls, you know, when there's a guy around and a guy in the group, let's say there are four girls and one guy in a group. The girls are thinking about, well, I wonder what he thinks about me. I wonder how I look tonight. I want to fix my hair. Yeah, and not that they're trying to put the big make on this guy. That's just the way girls are. And I think there's a tremendous advantage for just letting the girls get alone together to where they can draw in friendship to each other without trying to impress some guy. And they can learn some things from some really godly women. And I think this is going to be the type of thing that you'd never forget the rest of your life. And, I mean, if I was a girl, I'd give an arm and a leg to go. I'm considering getting a wig and, you know, all that. But I'd encourage you to go to that. And these other things, Larry was telling me about a tremendous opportunity, this spring break thing. Can you imagine what a riot it would be to spend 4 or 5 days together? I mean, punt the Bible. You'll just have a great time together. I mean, really. And the Bible will be a plus and be a tremendous time of learning. But man, can you imagine being together? Do you realize the advantage you have? Do you know when you get out of school and you're working or you're caring for children or whatever your place in life is going to be? You're going to see all the college students free during spring break. And you're going to think, I was such a fool to let spring break just sift through my hands. Good grief. Man, I passed up those opportunities and here I am with this baby. Or here I am working. Boy, I'd give anything to go. You don't realize the place of privilege that you've got. and you have a chance to develop relationships with one another and love each other. And Jesus said that the whole world would know that we are His disciples if we have love for one another. And the depth of our relationships together is going to determine the impact that we have on this world. And man, all of these things, I would encourage you to do it together.